In order to achieve a world free from multiple sclerosis, we need to better understand the hopes and concerns of MS and stem cell research. From January 16 through January 19, 2007, the National MS Society and the MS International Federation are hosting a stem cell summit in San Francisco and inviting a team of the world's leading experts in the field to collaborate and to share their special expertise. Through this conference, we are seeking to better understand the promise of stem cell research in multiple sclerosis and to map out next steps to ensure all meaningful avenues of MS research are pursued. We are pleased to bring you Stem Cells and MS Today and Tomorrow, a podcast series we have developed to introduce you to some of the key areas and topics being covered during the week. Each day, you will meet an expert working in a different area of stem cell research. These conversations will provide you with an overview of some of the conference's important proceedings. I'm Wayman Johnson, Chair of the National MS Society's National Board of Directors, and I'm also a person living with multiple sclerosis. I will be your host for the series. Thank you for listening. Today we are discussing adult stem cells and their role in MS research with Dr. Jeffrey Kosis from Yale University. Dr. Kosis, you work with different types of adult stem cells. What role do you think your area of stem cell research will play in improving MS treatments in the next 5 years?
Well, I think that adult stem cells are going to play a very important role. It's been shown that you can reduce the amount of demyelination, that is the loss of myelin that you get in MS, that you can actually modulate the inflammatory component of the disease by using these adult stem cells. There's very active work in the laboratory trying to find out specifically how these mechanisms work. But to get right to your question, I'm very confident that over the next 5 years that clinical studies will continue, will be initiated, and that we should get a very clear picture of the potential of using these cells in an MS patient population.
What is the key message that everyone should understand about adult stem cell research in multiple sclerosis?
My key message to MS patients is that transplantation of these cells and to translate them to human studies is going to be extremely challenging, but these studies are ongoing. They're actively being pursued. That is the design of new studies. And that this is a very promising area, and we have to be patient as this exciting work is being attempted to be translated to the clinic. I also tell them that safety is a very key issue, and that part of the slowness, so to speak, that occurs when trying to take a cell therapy to the clinic are issues related to issues of safety, and that we have to be patient, careful, thoughtful, develop well-designed clinical studies, draw upon the data that we have from the laboratory, and then push on and try to carry these into initially safety studies and then into clinical studies looking for efficacy.
From your perspective, will stem cell research lead to viable therapies for MS? And if so, how long do you think it will take?
Well, you know, I believe it will, but I cannot easily put a time frame on it. But I will say that with the exciting results from the experimental work with adult stem cells derived from brain and derived from bone marrow, that I certainly envision a cell therapy approach is going to be an important tool in the treatment of MS, at least one important tool in the not too distant future.
What are the big hurdles that need to be overcome to bring adult stem cells to the place where they can be applied to multiple sclerosis research?
Well, one hurdle is we have to continue our basic research to try to understand in more detail the biology of these adult stem cells and how they respond in vivo, that is inside of an animal model. And then we have to identify a type of cell that will be safe. That, as I mentioned, you know, with adult stem cells, they have potential to differentiate into a variety of cell types, but we're now honing in and developing cells that are well characterized and safety issues can be studied. Another challenge is going to be the route of delivery of the cells. Promisingly, we can infuse cells intravenously so that one would not need to use surgical approaches to deliver cells to various sites where the, lesions might be occurring in brain or spinal cord.
Dr. Kosas, what do you see as the developments in stem cell research and application for multiple sclerosis in the not-so-distant future?
Well, my feeling is that the likely therapeutic approach that will be beneficial in the not-too-distant future will be the use of stem cells for neuroprotection. Neuroprotection is a very, very important element. When you injure axons, nerve cells can die, and it's been shown very clearly in the laboratory that an appropriate cell, an appropriate stem cell, can produce neurotrophic factors that can protect tissue. This could make the difference between severe neurological disorder and less neurological disorder. So in the not-too-distant future, reducing severity of disease, I think, is the most likely approach that will be beneficial. And in the distant future, hopefully, we will be able to have approaches that will shut this tragic disease off and bring us all excitement and satisfaction in the work that's being done.
Thank you, Dr. Kosas.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for these important discussions about MS and stem cell research. To learn more about the Society's efforts to be a driving force in MS research and our investments in over 350 MS research projects worldwide, please explore the research section of our national website at nationalmssociety.org. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society is proud to be a source of information for you about multiple sclerosis. Our comments are based on professional advice, published experience, and expert opinion, but they do not represent individual therapeutic recommendations or prescription. For specific information and advice, consult a qualified physician. Funding for this series was made possible by the Multiple Sclerosis Society of Canada.